Hello and welcome to the Office Dev Show, the show all about Office 365 development. And with me today, I have K.R. Patel from our engineering team. And we heard your feedback loud and clear about getting started building on our platform and with Office 365 APIs and add-ins, and how sometimes it was hard for developers to actually figure out where to go to find all the stuff to get you going, right? And to actually kick off the development process. And so K.R. and team have actually put together this absolutely amazing experience on dev.office.com/getting-started. And today he's going to show us all the great stuff is there now.
Great. Well, thank you for having me on this show. As Sonia mentioned, we heard loud and clear the feedback around getting started on our Office platform wasn't an easy thing to do. So knowing that, and kind of part of my job is to think about what the developer experience is like on our platform and try to figure out what are the friction points and reduce that friction. So what I'm going to do today is walk through getting started with our Office 365 APIs, as well as getting started with our Office add-ins. So I'll do a couple quick demos, and I'll kind of point out a few things where we heard your feedback and try to address them within the flows.
Awesome.
All right, so let's get started. So I'm at dev.office.com. I'm just going to click Get Started. And we land on our Getting Started page. And so the first thing I'm going to do is demo getting started with our Office 365 APIs. And traditionally, if you had clicked Get Started before, you may have landed in a bunch of documentation. And really, one of the things that we wanted to do was really to get you to code as quickly as possible and get everything else out of the way. So we tried to be very fanatical about that in one sense. And this is really just the start. We definitely want to speed up your getting started process as much as we can. So here we have our Office 365 APIs Get Started page. And as you can see, it's very clean, simple. And one of our kind of guiding principles was learning by trying. And so we've introduced this ability to actually explore the APIs by trying them out.
And so you don't actually need a tenant or anything else. This is just right in the page, inherent experience. Not jumping off anywhere,
right.
It's just right here.
Yep, that was the other thing. We heard a lot of feedback that, hey, I did have to go to a different site to actually go register for Azure for my app before I can start calling the APIs. We actually brought that together into the one simplified flow.
Awesome.
All right, so the first thing I have is the ability to try it out. And I've actually already signed in to my Office 365 account here. But what I will be able to do is try out a few different endpoints. So I can choose to try out against my data, or I can go against the sample data as well. So I'll go against the sample data because this account doesn't have a whole ton of data in it. But if I click try, really quickly, I can see the actual REST response that I would get back from this API call. We also have the ability to parameterize the APIs, so I can also get messages from the inbox as well, not just the sent items.
Very cool.
So as we get more and more APIs, we'll definitely expand this out to include all the different services that we have. And of course, just so we protected your data, notice we just do get calls here. And I think that's where we'll continue to do that.
Yep.
And then the other thing that we have upcoming is integrating the unified API within this flow. So we will actually be calling the unified API endpoint.
Great.
Right. So the other piece of feedback that we heard, traditionally, we are Microsoft. And I think we did probably too good of a job pushing, hey, Visual Studio and Windows. But it was really hard to get started if you were coming from Node, iOS, or PHP, Python, Ruby. So now, within our flows, we actually have the ability to choose whatever platform you would like. And we will be adding Angular to this flow soon as well.
Great.
Depending on what your favorite platform is, you can choose to get set up. So we have a few simple instructions to get going. So as I mentioned, Android, ASP, Node, there are, it's really quick and dirty. We definitely wanted to make getting set up not a long process. Yep. It's just, hey, one, two, three, and go.
Yeah, so actually, when Rich and I did the episode on Node, he used this to show how to get started and how to actually connect in and integrate also with Azure AD and register the app.
Yep.
So, and it was a great experience.
Cool. Yeah. Given we already showed that, I'm going to go ahead and show ASP.NET how to get started there. All right, so as I mentioned, as soon as you choose your platform, you get a set of quick instructions. And in the case of ASP.NET, we do need Visual Studio to get going. And we also ask for folks to install the Office Developer Tools for Visual Studio. So I've already gone ahead and done that. And so the next step that I have is actually to register the app. Now, I've already signed in here, so you would have seen a sign-up screen. But as I've signed in into my test account, all I really need to do is, instead of going to Azure, I can just sign up and register my app within this flow. So all I really need to do within this flow is really give my give my app a name. So I'll just call it my test app. And then I have my sign-on URL and redirect URI. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to leave those as is with what the default is provided. And I also have a set of app permissions. A few of them have been pre-selected based on the code sample that I will download in just a second. So I'm just going to go ahead and click register my app. And really quickly, I now have a client ID and a client secret, so I can actually start making calls against the Office 365 APIs.
Excellent.
I did not have to go to any other site to do that.
But much like when you do this in Azure AD, you should write these down.
Correct.
Because you won't be able to get them back.
Correct. You should write these down.
Okay,
got it. So the next step in this flow, if you do forget to write these down, we do have a surprise for you in that, hey, when you download your starter project, we'll go ahead and embed your client ID, your client secret, and your redirect URI within the code sample itself.
That's very cool.
So as a developer, all I really need to do is just click the download button and unzip this guy. Just gonna copy it over to my desktop. And let me replace just to prove that it works. All right. Now I'm going to go into Visual Studio and load that project. All right. And now that I'm in Visual Studio, to get going, all it really takes for me is to hit F5, which is what I love about this flow.
Yep.
So let's go ahead and do that. All right. So here's my sample project. It uses the default ASP.NET MVC template.
Yep.
But I'm going to go ahead and log in. And I'll just use the same test account that I used previously. All right. And then, as you can see, the credentials I had asked for in the app registration page show up here. Click Accept. And what this code sample will do is it'll go and retrieve my last 10 email messages. And so really quickly, within, 5 minutes,
yes,
I'm up and running against the Office 365 APIs.
This is awesome.
The other thing, okay, great. Now that I've actually gone through the flow, how do I actually learn? And so this is one of the things that we wanted to do and put the onus on us to develop great code. So as a developer, now it's up to me to go and look at the code samples. And that's where we're definitely going to want to get your feedback around, hey, how good are these code samples? How can we make these better?
Yep. Her. And we'll touch on where folks can provide feedback towards the end.
Yes, I'll yes, let them know. We will do that. All right. So the next step that I'm going to show is getting started with our Office add-ins. And to do that, I'm going to go back to the home page, or I'm going to go back to our Getting Started page. So click Get Started. And here, I'll choose Let's Get Started with the Office add-ins. All right. Now we have a very similar flow with getting started for Office add-ins. We introduce what a Office add-in is, which is really just a manifest and mm-hmm. a web app put mm-hmm. together. All right, so I'll scroll down, and here we ask you, all right, great, what type of Office add-in would you like to build for? Now, let's choose Excel. And with Excel, we actually have a unique try-it-out experience here. If you choose Word, PowerPoint, Outlook, we have a getting started video to mm-hmm. help you get going. So here in the Excel try-it-out, we actually have a Excel add-in called the API tutorial, which will help you make a few calls, similar to what we saw in the Office 365 APIs path. So here I'm going to write and read text. So I'll write the text. So it writes hello world. And let's read it back. Dismiss this.
Good old hello world.
Yep, you know it. All right, so I just ran the code and read it back. Yep. And here is really the actual code mm-hmm. snippets that I would need to do when I am developing my add-in. So we think this is a good way to, one, introduce you to the different APIs that we mm-hmm. have. And as we expand out and have more richer APIs, we'll see this evolve with those code samples as well.
Excellent.
All right. So let's say I've gotten my fill of trying it out, and I want to actually go ahead and start building an add-in. With our Office add-ins today, we have the concept of different shapes. We have, for Excel, we have a content add-in, which is essentially good for data visualization type of mm-hmm. scenarios. We also have task pane add-ins, which are complementary to the document. And they're good for importing data, maybe reference, those kinds of things. I'm going to go ahead and choose a content shape. And down below, we get to the build stage. And before we go there, there's a quick pointer that shows me what I need to do to actually mm-hmm. Get started in the Office Playground.
And so this is actually using the NAPA app, is that correct?
Correct, correct. So the Playground for Office add-ins is definitely the NAPA app. When you click on it, we'll actually preload a code mm-hmm. sample for you that you can either work in NAPA mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. or you can download to Visual Studio or even download as a zip file and use it in your own favorite editor.
Very cool.
So go ahead, click that, and let NAPA load.
Yeah, the NAPA app has been great for this type of experience where you can really quickly just get into add-ins and building them and trying it out and not really have to get the full Visual Studio experience just quite yet if you're still playing around.
Yeah, and this is really our way of introducing to you how to get started. Mm-hmm. For us, it's kind of a stepping stone mm-hmm. into your text editor.
Exactly. Or,
also, you don't really need to use the NAPA app. You can actually, if you just scroll down, we have a pointer to a code sample to get started for you if you want.
Just download it and use whatever
Correct.
ID. Yeah.
Correct. So let me try to refresh this again. There we go. Okay. So here I have a simple code sample mm-hmm. That lets me get going. So this is just some HTML. It references my JavaScript. And this is kind of our Office JS. So I have my Office initialize function, which basically has a click event handler, which will get data from whatever the selected cell is. So I'm going to go ahead and run this. And as you may have noticed, a few months ago, we removed the restriction for having a Office 365 developer tenant if you're building add-ins for Office.
Yeah.
So now all I need is a Microsoft account. So I'm going to go ahead and sign in with my Microsoft account. And I'm now signed in. So I will run this project. And what NAPA will do is it will deploy the add-in to my OneDrive account.
Okay.
And load a test file.
Oh, very cool.
And so now I'm up and running. And I can get the data from my selection. Mm-hmm. And so now I have a kind of a nice playground for me to get started with my Office add-in.
Excellent. And this is a far cry from what we had before, where we would just throw you at some documentation and
correct,
hope that you found your way around. And so we heard that loud and clear, and this is great. You guys have done an excellent job.
Correct. Thank you. And really, as Sonia mentioned, this is the first start. We definitely want your feedback to make it better. And over time, you'll see this page evolve as we introduce new ways to get started on our platform. Now, the other thing I wanted to point out is, hey, we do provide more resources for you to help continue your journey along the development path. So we have some more starter projects available on GitHub to get going with instructions on how to load these if you are using any text editor. We also have links to find more code samples.
Yep.
So this will redirect to our code samples page, and we've already shown you the Excel specific add-in. So we remember your context from page to page.
Yep.
So going back in terms of, we definitely do want your feedback, and the quickest way to send us feedback is on the page itself. So one of the things you'll notice is this feedback control that we actually just introduced yesterday. And so all you need to do is, whether you like it or not, just use the control, send us feedback. We are listening, and we are going to be evolving this as we continue.
And if you wanted to put in a little bit more specific suggestions, or you have an idea of the content you'd like to see here, do you feel something's missing in one of the steps, we do have a category on our user voice. So if you go to officespdev.uservoice.com, or standard user voice that you use for anything Office 365 dev related, there's a category called Getting Started. And throw your suggestions up there. We're actively monitoring it and triaging every week. And so that'll get to Kayer and team, and they can throw that stuff in.
Cool.
Awesome.
Well, thank you for having me today.
Thank you so much. Yeah. And go get started building with whatever technology you'd like. And as always, happy coding.